There was a knock at the door, and Lady Macbeth stood up calmly and opened it. A messenger was standing outside. "A message from King Duncan," he said, bowing.
"Yes?"
"King Duncan is coming here tonight, my lady."
"Are you mad? Here, tonight?"
"Yes, my lady. And Lord Macbeth will be here soon, but he asked me to hurry with this message."
"Thank you. You may go," said Lady Macbeth.
She was already making plans.
"Duncan is coming here, to our castle," she thought. "It is a perfect opportunity for us. I'll make sure that this will be a fatal visit for him. I need to be calm, cruel, and brave. I must behave like a man, even crueler and braver than a man. I need all my strength."
Later that afternoon, Macbeth arrived back at his family castle. A servant took his horse, and Macbeth went immediately to see his wife.
"Hail, Macbeth, Thane of Cawdor!" she cried. Her eyes were bright.
"My love," he said, kissing her hand, "did my messenger arrive? Duncan is coming here tonight."
"Yes, yes. And when is he leaving?"
"Tomorrow."
"Aha!" replied his wife. "But he will never see tomorrow. I have a plan, and you, Macbeth, Thane of Cawdor, will be King of Scotland. Listen to me carefully. When Duncan comes here, you must welcome him warmly to our house, and you must look innocent. Then, later tonight, we will act, and you must be like a snake. Our only hope is for Duncan to die. If you are to be king and I am to be queen, Duncan must die tonight."
"We'll talk more about this later," said Macbeth. "Now we must prepare for King Duncan's arrival.